Need a recap of Sunday's readings? It's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Matt Libra, pastor at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church here in Portland.
We ask the Lord for the grace that we ask for is for God to free our hearts from what weighs us down, to free us from what holds us back. The challenging word that we get from Jesus today is he wants to bring to our attention H-E double hockey sticks. And so there's going to be a challenging gospel, a challenging homily here. Because if we miss the mark, Jesus is telling us, that's the target we hit. And this is why listening to the gospel, being changed by the gospel, is so important. Because if we don't hit the mark, then we're hitting and aiming straight for H-E double hockey sticks. At least that's what we used to call it when I was a kid. I was a part of a group called the CIA, the Catholics in Action. And we were a bunch of goofy young adults, and two of my friends did this skit that I think brings out a point about hell. One guy was sitting there, and he's like, and that's the scene you're getting in this skit. And then another guy walks up, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" He's like, "Where have you been? I've been waiting for 45 minutes for you." He's like, "Well, I'm right here." He's like, "Yeah, but you're late." And so the guy goes, "Oh," and he twists his clock. "Well, now I'm on time. So you don't have to worry anymore. I'm on time." And the guy looks at him and he's like, "That's not how it works. No, you don't have to be upset. It's good." "No, I'm still upset." Do you see hitting the mark and missing the mark? If we don't adjust, then we're going to say we hit the mark, but really miss. Nothing changed about that guy being late. Now, we don't know the reasons and everything like that, but nothing changed about that. He's still 45 minutes late. Just because he says he's not doesn't mean he hit the mark. And this is what Paul is kind of also warning us about in today's second reading. They all eat the same spiritual bread. They all drank the same spiritual drink, but God was not pleased with them. Why? Because they weren't really following God. They were wanting it on their terms. "Oh, we're totally hitting the mark here. We're eating the bread. We got the quail. We got the manna from heaven. We've got it." No. And this is also what Jesus is talking about. Do you think that the bad things that happened to these people was because somehow they were worse than you are? No, but I tell you, unless you repent, you will end up like them. That is what? Destroyed in an unhappy death. That is lost. And it's not because they were somehow more wicked, but any of us, he's saying, can miss the mark. And to us, he wants us to know the truth, not to frighten us, not to scare us, but just the truth that hell is a real possibility even for God's chosen ones, even for those who receive the Eucharist, even for those who consider themselves good people, unless we repent. Now, repentance is a message of hope. And this is why Jesus starts with that. Jesus is hope. And it's the way of salvation. It's the way of freedom. Because repent means not to live life on my own terms. "Oh, no, I totally did everything you wanted, Lord. I changed it. Just to admit exactly what I'm doing meets exactly what you must want." No, to repent means to not live life on my own terms, but in total commitment to Christ. That is, I compare my life to Jesus Christ and Him alone. And when I compare myself to Him, I'm no longer comparing myself to other people, but I'm aiming for excellence. That He is the way to eternal life. And in any way that I find that I am not in total alignment and following Him in every way in my life, I repent, I adjust my aim, and I refocus on Him. Because the truth is, brothers and sisters, Jesus and He alone is the mark that leads to heaven. There's a quote by Fulton Sheen that some of you may have heard before, but it fits really well with this. He's talking about those who reject Christ and those who repent and change. He says, to those who rejected Him, righteousness would one day appear as a terrible justice. To the sinful men who accepted Him and allied themselves to His life, righteousness would show itself as mercy. Isn't that beautiful? To those who accepted Him, that is, to live life on His terms, sinful though we are, when that righteous judgment came, we would experience mercy. And so this is the beautiful thing about it, is when we're aiming, we're not just aiming to miss hell. We're aiming to be more like Christ. And so a lifestyle of repentance is like Moses at the burning bush. It's something captivating. Some sense of wonder and awe is happening to us. And this encounter with Christ leads us on mission because we're not interested in missing the target at all. We're interested in Christ and Him alone. And just all of a sudden, everything starts hitting the mark because we're just simply following Him. It leads to a mission, a new, exciting, and unpredictable life with God. It leads to our salvation and the salvation of many. This is a powerful encounter. Moses changed what he was doing. He saw something that was different. He went to it. As he got close, the bush even told him, or God told him from the bush, that you need to do this even still differently. Take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. And Moses followed that. And what is he rewarded with? The name of God. The name of God. God gives, in a sense, Moses power over him. You know how it is if you're in a giant crowd and they're like, hey, you, whatever your name is, hey. Nobody pays attention to that person. But Joey Jojo Shabadoo, when we get to say the name Jesus, it always turns his head. The God of my fathers, I am, sent me to you, the one who is. We're meant for that same encounter with Christ. And so the question that we are all invited to ask today is, what is one area, just one area I know that Jesus wants me to follow Him more closely? Name it. Name what you need to change to be more like Him. And then just start walking in that. That's how we end up with Christ. And so today, what is that for you? If we're going to use prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, am I really doing good at my Lenten penance? If the answer is no, then okay, I name that. What could I do to adjust that? Well, I watch too much TV before I say my prayers, or I don't know whatever your penance is. I have chocolate in the house. All right, get rid of the chocolate in your house. Go go give it to St. Vincent de Paul. Just throw it in the garbage can, right? If that was your commitment, you're not going to be out that much money. I don't think any of us are going to be out that much money. Name it. Name what you need to change to be more like him and start walking. Brothers and sisters, Jesus has a wonderful life, an exciting life, a message of hope for you and for me. Will we hit the mark? Or we hold on to our own way of life and miss Christ.
And that is today's homily highlight from Father Matt Libra. He is the pastor at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church here in Portland.